morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can listen to the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Ladies and gentlemen, today is day four of the KSFR Fun Drive, and the time has come for, well, the moment you've all been waiting for, which is the extremely important, philosophically, politically, spiritually, and scientifically vital show called Dogs vs. Cats, Which Are Better? In this hour, when you make a contribution to KSFR by calling 428-1393, 428-1393, or out of area 1-866-907-5737, 866-907-KSFR, the dollar amount that you will contribute will buy you a vote for either dogs or cats, whichever you prefer. So it's just like democracy. Every dollar buys you one vote here on KSFR. So 428-1393 is the number.
Can I just clarify that, because we are a little confused here at Dog and Cat Central.
Yes.
So if someone calls and gives, let's say, $50, is that 50 votes?
That is 50 votes.
Okay.
Doubt, you know how this is.
Yeah, but there have been a lot of questions this morning. Everybody's anticipating this show. It's like the biggest thing of the year.
Well, I would like to introduce special dog advocate Bill Hutchison. Welcome.
Mary Charlotte, it is good to be allied with you once again in this most important of causes.
And special cat advocate Eve Tolpa.
Good morning.
And special cat advocate Christopher Willits.
Meow, meow, meow. Good morning.
Good morning to all of you. So, being the person who actually is the host of this show, I would just like to start by saying that dogs are natural peacemakers. And although probably the four of us are going to have some arguments about which are better, just by the virtue of the fact that dogs are so full of love and peace, they're better.
That reminds me of a story that happened about 7 minutes ago when the two cat advocates got together. And, you know, Mary Charlotte gets here and we have a hug and a hello and a nice good morning and get some chai and some coffee. And the cat advocates meet. And the first thing that happens is one asks the other, what are your credentials? Now, I understand the need to vet a candidate perhaps more than I ever have in my life, but honestly, that is a very combative way to start the morning.
I know, and the brandishing of the claws at that moment was undeniable.
Oh, there were no claws involved. And let's face it, it beats, sniffing each other's butts as far as a first meeting. So,
yeah. Anyway,
I thought it was very sophisticated.
Look,
nice
I apologize to Mary Charlotte about that, Christopher.
Cats are used to it.
Cats are uniters, not dividers. And I think that's the most important thing that the electorate needs to remember here, is that we believe in fixing the U.S. economy and not playing party politics like dogs tend to do. And I think that'll be evident to the voters today when they listen to the various arguments presented here.
Well, how do you feel about the cat doctrine, Eve?
The cat, in what respect do you, are you referring
to?
Oh,
let's just forget it.
428-1393, cast your vote and make your contribution to KSFR, Dogs versus Cats, Which Are Better? I think that there are some real, tangible things that dogs and only dogs can do. For example, sniffing out landmines.
Oh, yes, that's very important here in the United States, especially here in Santa Fe.
Well, you know, because dogs are universal, their willingness and ability to do good goes beyond our national borders.
This is true. Absolutely.
It's not just sniffing out landmines, but sniffing out drugs also, which is good in case you need to catch some bad criminals, and also good in case you're having a really big rager that you don't have a lot of supplies for. You can send out your drug sniffing dog, and
that's right.
I'm sure he'll bring home lots of good things for you.
And if you can't find your Benadryl,
absolutely.
You just say, spy, fetch.
But what about that cat who could sniff out cancer in people? The cat that was in the rest home that sniffed out...
I do have to say, that's a pretty good one.
That was a dolphin.
It was a dolphin?
Wasn't it?
No. It was a dolphin with whiskers that lived in the
house. I don't know how dolphins
get
into rest homes.
Dolphins are like the Green Party of this...
They are. They're the spoiler.
They're sort of irrelevant at this point, but if they get enough votes, maybe next year, they'll be on the ballot. I don't know. We'll have to leave that, again, up to the electorate and the wisdom of the
Everybody likes them, but they just kind of screw things up.
I mean,
boy,
yeah.
We're going to get some calls now.
Especially tuna production. My God, they're just in the way.
Now, see, there you go. Dolphins save tuna, but what about cats? Keeping tuna safe from cats. Tunas are really wonderful fish. You know, you can train them. They can sit on a perch. They can do all these things. And cats seem to be deeply invested in the wholesale slaughter of
tuna. I had a tuna once that could do card tricks. It was amazing. I would agree, but most cats are not that good with deep sea fishing. They don't have the net coordination down. They don't have the...
Just to digress for a moment from dogs and cats, I would have to agree with Eve Tolpa that, dolphins are really aquatic...
Stop agreeing with the cat advocates.
Look, I'm saying dogs are peacemakers. I can agree for just a moment.
Okay,
that's what bipartisanship, the real bipartisanship, is all about.
I shouldn't have argued with you then.
That's a good point. I think that really excluding aquatic mammals from the political process is a problem that our country has not squarely faced.
At this point, I definitely think they could hold their own.
I mean, it's so clear that what they have to bring to the table is so huge, and we just haven't acknowledged it because they're a third party.
Their intelligence far exceeds even the combined intelligence of cats and dogs, but
and the White House. Sorry.
Not to mention the governor's hut in Alaska.
Oh, that, a hut, yes. A lean-to.
I meant mansion.
Right.
Speaking of deep-sea fishing, yes. They have fish in Alaska, right?
They used to.
Left. Yeah, I think she might have killed them all single-handedly.
Between fishing and oil, they make you make quick work. Yeah. One of the things that I have always liked best about dogs, as a person who does this radio show with you and likes radio a lot, is the fact that... A dog actually invented radio. Marconi was a Labrador Retriever, very clever dog, and allowed to tinker in his master's workshop. He very quickly put together that which made possible everything that KSFR does. Whereas cats were like Thomas Edison, trying to constantly undermine other inventors. But yeah, a dog invented radio. Not a lot of people know that.
Wow.
428-1393. Cast your vote. Dogs versus cats. Which are better? And I don't think it would really be possible to conclude that they're both good.
No. Clearly, one has to be better than the other.
And that's going to be a cat.
I don't want to bring...
One cat is worth 100 dogs as far as intelligence, stealth, grace, panache, all of it.
Well, you clearly haven't met my dog, Milk.
Somehow I knew that your dogs were going to end up in
Wait,
this.
Wait, your
again.
Dog's name is Milk?
Yeah, well, the other one's name is Honey.
She's name-checking them. But me, I believe that our cats deserve privacy. And
totally.
I think it's a
when
personal...
When I go in public, I wrap my cats in blankets like Michael Jackson and kind of swing them over balconies so the press can get a feel for how I take care of them, but they don't really have a face to go with the whiskers,
I don't believe in parading cats around at conventions and things. I think it invades their privacy and
their inherent sense of
dignity.
Dignity.
It's about dignity,
exactly,
and really,
right.
I believe that the relationship I have with my cat is a personal thing, and that the press should just back off. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's anyone's business, but I think it's a family matter.
I mean, I can see the Fourth Amendment privacy issues. I can see not wanting to have anybody come and do search and seizure or picture taking of your cats in your own home.
Well, and she's got a lot of catnip. That needs to be watched. So,
controlled substance in the state.
That
I think
is
it's
so
a class
true.
12 narcotic.
And our dogs could sniff it right out.
Absolutely.
But I think in the use of, with cancer patients, I think it's a justified possession.
Catnip.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, you're allowed to use it, but they just haven't found a way to distribute it yet. That's the problem with that.
Eve's wearing her legalized catnip now T-shirt today, which is unfortunately you can't see this on radio.
But
well,
let's
just
get back
close your
to
eyes
the...
and imagine. Can you see it?
I sure can.
Yeah.
Let's all close our eyes at this table, and you driving your car. Close
your eyes
open. For just
open,
a moment.
Open.
This is lawsuits. We're fundraising for the station here.
428-1393 is the number. Cast your vote. Dogs versus cats. Which are better? And if dogs don't come out on top, I'm going to be really mad.
I think that really it is possible that dogs and cats can come out together.
Well, you know, that
happens. It doesn't necessarily have to be better. But the differences are vast. And let's face it, I mean, cats have the upper hand in one huge factor.
I'm sorry.
Yes?
Finish that thought first.
cats don't eat poop.
You know,
it's hard to argue with that.
That's supposed to be your punchline that you saved till the end. But anyway, let's check in with the control room.
I don't think I can speak now. In the early going, and it is still the early going, anything could happen. In the early going, dogs are ahead, and they are ahead substantially at the moment. However, I know from last time we did this, that doesn't mean much of anything.
Well, cats were ahead the last time at the beginning. And you know, we had a donor the last time who was such a peacemaker, clearly a dog person, but such a peacemaker, that she said that her contribution at the end would be the difference between what dogs had been voted for and what cats had been voted for, and it would be the one who had less, so that they would come out exactly even.
Well, we'd better not count on that.
We're not going to count on that. This time dogs are going to just
no,
wipe
cats
off the planet.
No, that's not what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
Dal is prognosticating. Stand back, everybody.
Yeah, I really think cats are going to win it this time.
We don't want to see it go to the Supreme Court. Let's just all keep that in mind. We'd like to have this settled by the people and for the people, et cetera, et cetera.
You know,
For the cats.
One thing that I think that the people should know about, and this is a story that hasn't been told enough, is that, you know, I had information this morning in my car on the way in. The Republicans had disconnected the telephones of about half the dog people in Santa Fe.
That's true. They're trying to marginalize.
Yeah,
the whole population.
Voter, it's dog caging.
Wait a minute. Are you bringing Republicans into the dog versus cat thing? Because there are some conservative dog lovers out there, as well as conservative cat lovers.
But I mean, cats are natural Republicans.
Oh my God! I think we have to kill her now.
I just like to say the word latte.
You know, I'm reminded of a sort of a visual metaphor for how dogs are in the world compared to cats, and really compared to all other mammals. Many of us may remember the man in the plaza who, for a few years, would walk around with a dog, and on the back of the dog would be a cat, and on the back of the cat would be a mouse, and
on the back of the mouse would be a flea.
Very possible, probably.
Would be a microbe, and then
probably a number of them. But the point that I really want to bring to the table here is that it was the dog. It was the dog that was supporting the whole thing. The person, very disinvolved in the process.
Dragged around by a human being, so.
And yet is somehow still, despite the fact that he's being this disenfranchised species, he, wordlessly, a gift from himself, that silent, quiet dignity that all dogs possess, carries the rest of mammalia around on his shoulders. He is an atlas, my friends, who will never shrug.
That was very beautifully stated. However, I think that having subservience in a companion animal is something I don't really look for. I look for an animal that's going to be their own entity, and it doesn't have to do tricks, doesn't have to balance my checkbook, doesn't have to fetch. Actually, I want to go back to maybe why the cat voters are a little behind, because all you dog people have to get up at the crack of dawn to go walk your dogs. Us cat people, and I, like my cohort here, Eve, normally we would still be asleep in bed, surrounded by vibrating...
I have to offer a case to
a rebuttal.
A rebuttal. Yeah, I'll guarantee you that my dog is still asleep in bed as we speak, and it was my cat who was sitting on my face at 6:15 this morning, batting me on the side of the head, demanding food
with its undeclawed paw.
A very undeclawed paw, which had been just shortly before that, I'm sure, sharpened on my favorite red couch. So. I'm just saying, in my house,
you can't
in my
say
house,
that you're totally a dog person if you have a cat.
Oh no, I definitely feel like I need to have a cat. It holds out in such sharp relief the superiority of my dogs.
He only has a cat so that he can do this show once a year, and
I have
really
to come from an informed perspective.
Exactly.
In fact, the other cat, the dogs, both the dogs, wonderful. One cat, bully. Violent, demanding. The other cat, constantly shrieking, pulls out his own fur.
Oh, my.
Screams, knocks things around. You know, I'll tell you, I'll take the quiet nature of the dog any day over those maniacs.
You'll take the mouse trap off the cat's paw so it'll stop doing all those horrible things.
I'm not making any promises.
Now, the quiet nature of the dog is... the nature of certain dogs, but I'm not sure that could be used to describe my dog, Milk.
quiet nature? Jack Russell Terriers?
Oh, God.
Quiet nature inside. Quiet, considerate nature that realizes it has to manifest itself by bringing a lot of positive energy into the world, which
and should
is
be
definitely
heavily.
That's also probably true.
I'd just like to say the marvelous and beautiful Diane Karp just came up with 3 dog biscuits that she has brought to the table. And, you know, when directors of major art institutions bring you a note that say, dogs rule, if only they were truly the U.S. ruling class.
I 100% agree.
You know, I would
She's
have to agree
right.
with that, too, given our choices right now.
If dogs were the ruling class, they'd take care of all of us. They would say, if I am elected, there will be no more dry food. Everyone will have wet food.
We would be a truly socially responsible state.
You know,
one would take care of another.
If dogs were elected, every radio station would be playing John Denver. I mean, I think...
Every radio station. Oh, my God.
I think that's
yes.
something
and
to consider.
Carpenters.
And with cats, you know, you'd be listening to, like, Sketches of Spain by Miles Davis.
Totally.
And so I want people to think about... I hesitate to bring, like, the so-called culture wars into this, but it's something that's got to be considered. I don't know.
Yeah,
do you want a life of thank God I'm a country boy?
428-1393 is the number. 428-1393.
Hey.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Some thank yous and some voting.
Okay.
Leo the cat is in big time.
What?
Leo the cat.
Leo the cat.
Yep.
Paid money.
Yep.
Yippee.
Diane Karp for dogs.
Diane Karp for dogs. Well, but she didn't bring us a check. She just brought us 3 dog biscuits. I don't think that counts.
She just told me in my little ear that she
in your
was,
little
she
ear,
was,
Bill.
She was right out of the box. Dal always makes fun of the size of my head.
Well,
that's because. You know, St. Bernards also have big heads. Anyway.
Leslie Rich. Leslie for dogs.
Thank you.
Thank
Way
you
to go,
so much.
Leslie.
Yay.
Connie Seeger from Dixon.
Yay.
Cats.
Yay. Yay.
Cats.
Well, anyway, thank
Jay,
you.
Jay Oliver. Jay Oliver says meow.
Oh.
And
Jay is spectacular despite her fondness for cats.
And I got to read this from Leanne Reed, who says, unsung heroes of the world, if we turn all the cats loose on Washington, all of our political problems would disappear.
She's right about that. I think every single rat there would leave. Leaving the
Sorry.
City virtually depopulated.
Touché.
Anyway, cats are still ahead.
Yay! Right on.
428-1393 is the number, or 1-866-907-5737. 866-907-KSFR is the number. And if you're just tuning in, the theme is cats versus dogs, which are better. You can vote with your wallet. And for every dollar that you donate during this hour and only during this hour to KSFR, you get to vote cats versus dogs. And at the end of the hour, Bill and I are going to take a victory ride in the white limousine, or else Eve and Christopher are going to do so. We're just not sure yet quite how it's going to come out.
There's a limousine here? I wasn't informed about the limousine.
It's a radio limousine.
Oh, great. Awesome.
It's great to drive in.
So I can close my eyes like the...
You could be in it right now.
It doesn't actually have an engine. It has sled dogs in the front.
Animal cruelty. Ooh.
Sled dogs.
They
That's
love
a very
it.
Good point. Dogs who, you know, dogs are so... Dogs gave themselves to people. And, I mean, if you want to talk about selflessness, here we are out there 10,000 years ago hunting mammoths kind of lonely by ourselves. You know, there's no other species like us. Other ape species had one another, but here we are all alone in this vast expanse of prehistory. And then out of the plains come the dogs to befriend us. They love us. They want to be around us. And we forged this partnership that's like nothing else. And yet to this day, it is cats and their ilk that are still slaughtering people by the thousands in Africa.
Bill, it sounds like you believe that dogs and dinosaurs coexisted. And frankly, cat lovers, we believe in evolution and scientific... scientific
Are you
research
saying that the canine young earth theory is not valid?
No. Yes.
I'm shocked.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's what cats do. They flip-flop.
They do.
They do. They say, scratch my belly, scratch my back. Scratch my belly.
I want to go in. No, wait, I want to go out.
Right.
Oh,
exactly.
No, are we just shooting ourselves in the foot right now, Christopher?
Actually, I don't think we are. Because the thing, I think relationships with cats are built on mutual respect. Whereas relationships with dogs are dependent on humans' narcissism to control and have an animal behave like they want them to.
And you know, demanding. Dogs, I find, are quite demanding,
actually. They're totally
actually.
Demanding.
Like,
they're always
like,
dog, me, it's me. Like, get a grip. You've got food. I'm home. I pet it. Leave me alone. You know, and cats are like, ooh, I love you, and then they
speaking
walk away.
Speaking of me, Mary Charlotte, have you noticed the narcissist going on and on and on?
About their cats.
Yeah, about their cats.
Yeah.
If the cat is indeed
the
a reflection of...
The pot is calling the kettle black.
It's true. If indeed the cat is a reflection of the self, then talking about your cat is really a true form of this sort of primitive narcissism.
You know, I think these
primitive,
ad hominem attacks are
narcissism, mind you.
Strictly beyond the pale.
I've worked on it for
it's
years.
The only attack I know.
Listen, I
don't have any other rhetorical tools in my kit.
Again, not to expose myself too much, but if talking about your dogs is...
Mary Charlotte, shut up. Nobody was supposed to group that.
But Milk and Honey and Horatio are the cutest little things.
Horatio.
That's the fourth dog. The third dog.
Oh. See, dog people can't count.
Now, there you
that?
Go. A dog named... That is really perfect. Who's Hamlet's best friend? Horatio. Who is one of Mary Charlotte's best friend? Horatio. But then we look back at Romeo
and
Juliet.
Yeah, but then you're comparing me to...
Who is the villain Hamlet? In Romeo... One of the villains in Romeo and Juliet? Tybalt.
But cuter.
What is Tybalt called? The Prince of Cats. There you go. Shakespeare nails it. Are you going to argue with Shakespeare? I mean, you can because he's dead and he's not going to say anything. But
Tybalt was a cute little name as opposed to some...
All I'm saying is that I think I've put the nail in the coffin
on
this one.
You know what, Bill? All I can do right now is just call sexism on you and just say that...
Totally.
You know?
Right. Okay,
right?
We've got a female, we've got a sexual
exactly.
minority, gay,
just,
and then two straight people with dogs.
So, right? How do you know what we are?
I'm calling the ACLU.
I just,
and besides, you know, putting the whole the
I don't
whole
like
nail
labels.
In the coffin. Okay, so if you're putting the nail in the coffin, okay, say you're buried, your dog will dig you up. That's another disgusting thing they do. They dig, they roll in like rotting dead bodies. They're,
it's hard to, but isn't it hard to argue with the utilitarianism of a dog who wants to really make the most of everything?
No.
When my dog brings
and,
in
and
a gross,
bring
disgusting
in, and then they
bone,
throw it up for like 3 or 4 days, and then they have diarrhea, and then no.
See, one argument, Mary Charlotte, would be that after they throw it up, they
gross,
eat
man.
It again. But I don't really know if I want to use that
cats
in our
are
favor.
Totally self-sustaining. I mean, yeah. You leave for work, they do their own thing.
Yeah,
they turn
they're
on
like
the
a
TV,
self-cleaning oven.
Yeah, they eat a candy bar, and then they wait for you to come home. And then, yeah, I mean, it's great. Dogs,
and yet dogs are somehow so much more than an appliance.
Not really.
428-1393 is the number. 428-1393. Cast your vote. Dogs versus cats. Which are better? We will take all your comments about the nature of dogs or cats. I have to tell you, I was reading the internet last night in preparation for this show, and I found a website called On Recognition, or Why Dogs Make Great Philosophers.
Oh.
And let me quote. Socrates asks, is not the noble youth very like a well-bred dog in respect of guarding and watching? But to complexify the argument, Socrates also argues that the dog is very much like a philosopher, because he distinguishes the face of a friend and of an enemy only by the criterion of knowing and not knowing. Before returning to this statement, we can almost sketch a syllogism with the major and minor premises. Major premise, every noble youth is like a well-bred dog. Minor premise, every well-bred dog is like a philosopher. Conclusion, dogs are better than cats.
Do you know, I think there's some elitism going on here.
Yeah.
There's big words being thrown
around.
Oh,
I think it's a reverse elitism because it's 8:32 and guess who's still ahead?
Yes. We're doing our job.
Yeah, I mean, cat. I don't know what's going on with the
How
dog
the people
in this town, but cats are just walking
Close
away.
Dog,
walking away.
Dog people, get out of bed, go to your phone, call 428-1393.
Like out walking and cleaning up after the dogs.
Mary Charlotte, I know what's going on here, and I think that we have to tell the truth.
Go ahead.
What happens a lot when we do dogs versus cats is that dog people, generous and philanthropic as they are, end up calling in a lot for cats, and
because they feel sorry for them.
They do.
You wish.
I'm finally willing to out the dog people. You guys, I'm sorry. You've done great work, but it's time to tell the truth. And so when cats win, I also consider that a victory for dogs.
Hey, while I'm here, can we take a quick break?
Yes. Let us hear from some of our beloved underwriters.
And they are that.
We will be right back.
Real quick, just a couple of thank yous.
Yes.
Abby for cats.
Thank you, Abby.
You sounded a little reluctant there.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Abby.
Is what she meant to say.
Okay. And also C, who has voted for Dogs, Yeller, Angel, and Cookie, season White Rock.
Thank you, C.
Now that's some cuteness right there.
And and Teasel, the cat's mother. Oh. That's a cat. Obviously, that's a cat vote.
It's a vote we'll take despite it being of feline origin.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are here with special dog advocate Bill Hutchison and special cat advocates Christopher Willett and Eve Tolpa, and it is the semi-annual Dogs versus Cats, Which Are Better competition, which I like to call cooperation. 428-1393 is the number. For every dollar that you pledge to KSFR during this hour and only during this hour, you get to vote Dogs versus Dogs or Cats, which is better. Every dollar you spend buys you one vote. It's called democracy. I was reading last night also on the internet from the website whycatsuck.com.
No.
And
there's a website that says that?
Interestingly, it was started by a cat. A lot of self-hating cats out there.
That is so true.
No, it is.
They want to be dogs, and they just can't manage it.
Yeah.
So somebody had...
They would have to be lobotomized to become dogs. Have that sort of vacant stare, that slowly wagging tail, the drool.
How dare you, Christopher?
It's kind of true. I mean,
no,
let's face it.
They would need a vocabulary brain chip implant.
They would not. They would need to have half of their brain scraped out to be anything close to a dog.
Dogs have a much greater vocabulary than cats.
Yeah,
they just think a lot more about what they're going to say.
Food, biscuits. Yeah.
Okay. My cats even know the tunes of songs, especially when they're the songs that we sing when we're about to go for a walk. But that's another story. This is a rant. What the heck is the point of owning a cat? They don't even do anything. If I wanted to live with an animal that just sleeps and licks itself all day, I'd find a roommate at the welfare office.
Ooh.
One that could argue that they make good company. But so do dogs, and at least a dog will fetch your paper. When you come home after a long day, the dog will be there at the door waiting to greet you and bring you your slippers like a little furry four-legged midget butler. A cat, on the other hand,
subservience.
Will be sitting in the corner, either sleeping or plotting your death. You can train a dog to do pretty much anything. What about a cat? They'll bring you a dead mouse. Just what I always wanted. I bet you stole it from an owl, you cheap cat. Cats are just more trouble than they're worth. You feed them, you give them a home, they poop in a box for you to clean up. When the neighbor's kids are trying to set it on fire, it comes running to the door for you to let it in. Yeah, right, you furry spawn of Satan. Why don't you just pretend the kids are my furniture? You seem to have no trouble tearing that to shreds. Kind of makes you want to move to China.
Well, thank you for that kind commentary written by Sarah Palin.
I remember this article, on CNN not too long ago, in which this woman had to go to court. This is true. I'm not even making this up. She had to go to court because every time she let her... This cracks me up. Every time she let her cat outside, it would viciously attack anybody who came near. And her neighbors were very understanding about this.
That's like... with a dog...
It's a life of hate, Christopher.
No, it's not. With a dog, you celebrate that. It's like, he's protecting the property. But no, with a cat. And also, cats can't be trained because they don't need to be trained. They don't do anything wrong.
But a dog
barks. Just take out the word wrong and I'm with you. They just don't do anything.
That's not true. You know what? I would invite any dog lover to come to my house, and you will be exposed to the 7 most affectionate, sweet cats. They will headbutt you. They will roll on the floor. And then, after you pet them and say hello, they do their own thing. It's true. They don't constantly need to be with you every second.
I do think Christopher's cats are probably really happy the way that any group of cats that has trained a person incredibly well to meet their every need would be. I know Christopher's not big on the subservience of dogs, but apparently must embrace his own self-slavery to these feline overlords that he's for some reason brought voluntarily into his home.
Now, what about the...
I'm confused and concerned, Mary Charlotte. I have to be honest with you.
Oh, I'm...
Christopher
oh,
deserves better than that.
I don't know. I'm pretty happy with it, and I don't really feel that taken advantage of. I mean, two of my cats have paper routes. One of them does phone soliciting from the house. And,
what kind of phone soliciting?
1-800... I can't really say on the air. Bill's like, dodged a bullet on that one.
1-900.
H-O-T.
Love me now, kitty.
Hey, kids, it's eerily quiet at the moment.
428-1393. Call and make your pledge. Dogs versus cats, which are better? For every dollar you pledge to KSFR, you get a vote. From out of area, 866-907-5737, 907-KSFR. Dog people, unite.
One of the reasons I'm hoping that people will call 428-1393 is that my dogs are manning the phones this morning. I was just talking to them. They said there's no cats in there, which I guess doesn't really surprise me. But if you'd like to talk to either my dogs, Ludo and Chloe, are both in the phone room right now and would be happy to answer your call, 428-1393.
The cats are all out taking their money out of banks.
So what happened?
Cats are foreclosing on all the dogs they suckered into cheap mortgages.
Yeah, no dog houses.
That's right. They don't need dog houses. They stay with us. But what happened in that court case that you were describing?
Oh, so right. So they go to court, and the cat is actually going to have to be euthanized, and it's very tragic because the neighbors, even though they wanted the cat to stop attacking them whenever they walked down the street, did not indeed want the cat to meet an end. So what this woman has to do now is what a lot of people believe should happen with house cats anyway, which is keep him inside at all costs. But she even can't bring strangers into the home because the cat will attack. Now, let me tell you the difference between that cat and my dog. My dog will bark at a stranger. She will say, you cannot come in. From this deep, throaty, serious part of her chest, she will rumble out, no entrance. But if you do come in, she's not going to harm you, which, you know, you could say, oh, that's not a good dog to have, etc. But ultimately, she is a creature of peace. However, even if my cat does know you, that only increases the likelihood that he will cause you great bodily harm.
What it sounds like you're talking about right now, Bill, is national security. And cat people, stand by that 100%. We are completely committed and devoted to the safety of our nation, and that cats are seen as a vital and integral part of that 10-point plan.
Absolutely.
Which you can view on our website. You know, we're not going to go into the specifics right now, but of course, you're always welcome to
but
look
you know,
that up.
I think
this
really
contributes to a lot of the infighting between the FBI and the CIA, the feline Budinskys and the Canine Intelligence Agency. And I think that this kind of wall that you insist on building, Eve, is not going to happen. If we really want to talk about national security, we need to embrace the canine plan,
you
which
know,
is
right.
bringing people together,
intelligence?
Share
it's like
intelligence,
military intelligence. It's an oxymoron. It's just it's not possible.
You'd be amazed at how much good WMD information you can get from sniffing a butt.
You know, I just want to say that
I'll take your word for it, Bill.
For those people who believe that dogs invented the internet, it's just not true.
428-1393 is the number. 428-1393.
I hate to be so negative, but it's not happening with dogs. It's not happening.
Yes.
I don't understand. I don't understand
high five
it.
Right here.
They're high fiving. Dog people out there, please get on it right now and call.
I'm going to start licking her ears. Watch.
I don't like this feeling
her
of self-congratulations.
Ears are covered with headphones.
You know, I think we cat people, the public are just they're easier. We're easier to relate to.
We're a lot easier to relate
we're
to.
Just
I mean,
like you. We're just like you.
You know, that's what that's what certain other political parties say, and they say that they're just like us, and they say that it would just be great to go out and have a beer together. But in fact, they are the ruling elites that draw a line around themselves that nobody can cross. And they talk about national security, cats do, but really they rule through fear. Whereas dogs say, you know, let's all talk about what our mutual interests are and let's work things out so that everybody can have what they need and everybody can be happy.
They're not interested in this right-wing feline fundamentalism that we're faced with.
If dogs really discussed, you know, common needs and were in charge of the country, it would just be food and poop everywhere. That's it. There would be no.
No, dogs have four priorities.
Food.
Taking a walk.
Food again.
Love, which is what makes the world go round, and other dogs. And then the last one is chasing cats.
Hey, can I interject? Just heard from a listener who is pledging for dogs.
Thank you very much.
And dogs are Dogs are so far behind right now. This is a real dog enthusiast, and you would know who it is if I told you.
That's so true. If you told me, I would know.
Exactly. This is the way my whole morning's gone. If dogs went out by 9 o'clock, this person will give an extra $100 to the fund drive.
And will that take us over the top?
No.
Okay. Are dogs behind by more than 200 votes?
Dogs are behind 50%.
Yes. Bring it on.
50%. We need some big numbers. We need a lot of callers or else some big numbers.
We need some dog people who live in the part of town that allows them to write a check for the... You know what you can do when you call 428-1393? You can just say, how many votes do I need to bring this even or even bring dogs into the lead?
Of course, that changes every few seconds.
Well, but you can calculate where it is at that moment. 428-1393 or from out of area 866-907-5737.
You know what I was just thinking about? I was just thinking about how consumerism, you know, this whole capitalist idea, this non-sustainable capitalism is really destroying our country. And I'm thinking about big oil and big tobacco and big auto. And what do they call people at the top? They call them fat cats, don't they?
They do indeed.
Oh, what about big dogs?
I think the big dog is a friendly person. You say, hey, look, who's the big dog around here? And up lumbers a friendly guy, and he's like, hey, I'm a big dog.
Let me
throw something on the grill for you and pops a brewski for you. But the fat cats, they sit up there with their top hats and their noxious cigars and stand on the back of the worker.
Even I'm beginning to think this is unfair. I just got another update from the phone room. And Lisa Bronowitz, thank you, Lisa, very much for your vote for cats.
I think the voting
speechless.
Public knows that cats are the ultimate Washington outsiders, and that is why they are going to bring reform to this country. And,
Listen,
can't be more specific than that, but I can just say
no,
reform,
you
reform,
can't,
reform.
And that is the problem. You know, cats make generalizations. They don't talk specifics. They don't talk about what their programs are going to be.
What I'm sorry about is that our listeners can't see the animation with which Mary Charlotte is honestly
waving
her arms.
I think in the next 14 minutes she'll become even more desperate.
I am reading here.
That's what we're seeing today,
just,
folks.
Just one part of the dogmocracy, the Dogmocratic Party platform, and that is, whoever is lost, we are going to dig under the snow or under the rubble after an avalanche or under buildings that have collapsed and dig them out.
It's interesting that you use the word dogmatic here, isn't it? Because that's...
No, dogmocracy.
There's similar roots to those words, and that dogma is really something that's has dug our country into a hole, to use another dog metaphor here, that digging holes that we can't get out of is something that we can't afford to do that anymore. And I think my running mate, Christopher, would 100% agree with that.
I 100% agree with
if
that.
If you want to get etymological about it, let's talk about catatonia.
I love
Let's talk
food.
About cat catastrophe. Let's talk about Republicat. I think I've said enough.
Republicat.
Now,
what about the good things? What about cat naps? What about cat suits? I mean, come on, fashion.
Meow,
there's
baby.
There's no dog suit.
That's no. True.
Yeah, but Catwoman was a villain on Batman.
But she was fierce, honey.
Mm-hmm. She was fierce for the cause of evil.
So what do we have in the dog camp? We've got werewolves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And cat.
Dogs remind us of our primal selves. They get us in touch with that part of ourselves that was closer to nature.
That's what humanity
and
needs.
And cats
is to
remind
step
us of our super
back.
Egos.
Yeah.
And
totally.
To
Full
rise
candy.
Above and to see the big picture.
Yeah.
And, you know, Miles Davis. I'll say no more.
428-1393. I'm going to read more of the Dogmocratic Party platform. We shall lead the blind as we have done. We shall protect homes from burglars. We shall entertain people with complicated tricks. And we will be the assistance animals that we have always been. And we shall not just sit on armchairs preening.
Cats and humans have an egalitarian partnership.
Totally.
And I think that the dog people are threatened by that. They think that somehow threatens the state of their own relationship with their pets. But I don't think that's the case. I think that everybody is entitled to whatever form of partnership is appropriate to them. And with cats, it's definitely about give and take. It's not about dominance and servitude.
No, it's just about take.
It's amazing how the cat aristocracy can convince people that it is an egalitarian approach. I've always been amazed by their duplicity and the way that they can really suck at people.
I know. They try to get working cat voters on their side when really they're the ones responsible for the Wall Street problems that we have right now.
Exactly. There's a lot of single dog moms out there who are really being suckered into this whole it really nauseates me.
It's a culture of fear you're coming from. You're obviously threatened by a relationship between a cat and a human that is based on respect and admiration and not some sort of, coercion, which is really what dog owners and their...
And to step back and touch on something you were talking about as far as protecting the home, that's so great in a dog. What happens when a cat does it? It gets euthanized after it goes to court.
It's not protecting the home. It's attacking anybody that walks on two legs.
It's a double standard.
It's a total double standard.
Yeah.
The excess of feline aggression, I think, is what keeps it from being a double standard.
No, cats are totally maligned here.
Hey, you. Hey, you all.
Yes?
From the official counting room here, 623 to 310. At the moment.
Woo!
And Pardner the Cat from Boulder, Colorado has just called in. Pardner, thank you very much. Glad to hear you're listening there.
But we have a wonderful listener in Boulder.
Yes, we do.
Who just gave for cats?
Yep, just gave for cats.
That is so wrong.
Used to like you, but... I'll tell you, though, I ran in and I ran back here to report that, but there are some dog people on the phone right now.
428-1393. You know, dog people do pull it out at the last minute. We have seen
that. We're almost at the last minute.
Let me tell you what's at stake here. I'm reminded of disasters in our nation's history. And when we have cats and we have dogs who see these moments of social and literal rubble falling down around us, what will a dog say? A dog will say, Mary Charlotte, how can I help? And what will a cat say? A cat will say, as he looks over his shoulder walking away, better you than me.
That is so true.
So all you cat people that are voting, understand. They will not be going in after you when the rubble is around your ears. So I think this is more than keeping the best public radio station possibly in the universe afloat. It is about saving your own life. So if indeed you are self-interested cat people, as I know you are, I suggest some swing boats better start happening pretty quickly.
I think that's kind of sad that you have positioned yourself that your life would be dependent on your dog saving you. I mean, are you that
There are no depths
dependent?
To which I will not stoop. None at all.
Let me just put it this way. When a dog sits on your lap and you're gently patting it and
it
enjoying
gaps,
and watching the closer on Monday night and having a good time, will the dog suddenly dig its claws through your clothes and into your body and bite you?
Never.
Oh, no. Will a cat do that?
At every opportunity.
Oh, yes.
Mary Charlotte, where are your little fluffy love bundles today that they're not participating?
They're locked in the car.
I think they're probably making little nests in my bed that I didn't make this morning.
No. You told me today is their Red Cross Volunteer Day.
Oh, that's... Well,
oh,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I saw them down at Tiny's having a beer, actually.
Yeah,
I just know they would not want to hear what's going on right now.
Well,
this catastrophe.
They're throwing up on our carpet. That's what they're doing.
No, what they're doing is one of them is keeping the house safe for Dogmocracy by barking cheerfully at everybody who comes by and just making sure that boundaries are maintained in a friendly manner. They're not going to hurt you unless you get too close.
Fences do indeed make good neighbors.
That's right. And when their bark makes a virtual fence, then that's what it's all about. And then what they're doing is Horatio decided he learned how to use the vacuum cleaner. So he is actually vacuuming the rug. Honey decided to do some ironing. And Milk is doing the dishes. Now, Milk's way of doing the dishes is he takes them out of the sink, he licks them, and he puts them back.
That sounds sanitary to me, doesn't it?
Well, dogs' tongues are utterly sterile. They're used to treat wounds in virtually all war zones.
They are. Isn't today also the day that Milk has a sculpture class?
You know, Milk...
Or is it spinning today?
No, the thing about Milk, and I didn't tell you this, is Milk wanted to go into the Navy because he thought he would look really good in a little sailor suit.
Uh-huh, he would.
But then he came out as bisexual, and he decided that he wanted to make a living in modern dance, and he's actually auditioning for the Martha Graham Dance Company.
Togs are really brave.
Do you know what, though? They don't...
I can see Martha Graham would never take a dog on, ever.
You have not met
Mel. They don't support our troops, though. I mean, what's going to go into the Navy? That sounds kind of waffly to me.
It
and
does,
also
totally.
A little soft on security, right. Quite honestly.
Well, I mean, he really feels that the don't ask, don't tell policy is just not good enough.
Some dogs are trying to catch up in this in this very one-sided competition today. Lily just called.
Yay.
Lily the dog. And that contribution was 100 points. So,
wow, we appreciate it, Lily.
It's more like dogs are only a third behind cats now.
4281393, dog people. We need three $100 contributions in the next 5 minutes. 4281393 or 1-866-907-KSFR.
I was worried that Lily wouldn't get in her vote before 9 because she volunteers in the morning at St. Elizabeth's serving breakfast.
Yes.
So I was afraid she wasn't going to get her vote
in. She volunteers
in,
at St. Elizabeth's eating breakfast.
That's so true. That's a good dog. I mean, they show up with barrels of orange juice around their neck and give them to the people who need it more than they do.
Your dogs are at Red Cross. Lily's been at St. Elizabeth's. My dogs are in the phone room. I guess I'm a little surprised that Christopher's pets haven't shown up on any volunteer radars, but I guess I'm not that surprised.
Because, three of my cats are finishing their PhDs, and... They really haven't had enough time, but they do the suicide hotline from the house after hours, so from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. They help people talk.
They drive people.
They say just jump. I don't care.
No, they say.
Do you have any catnip that will be left in your house, and is there a key under your mat? Yes? I say go for it. Your life is not worth living.
Now, I'll tell you something about my dog, Honey. I was her second owner, and her first owners... they didn't have her spayed right away, and she had a lot of potential when she was in high school. She was a very smart dog, kind of an underachiever, but then she got knocked up by the German Shepherd down the street. I think full disclosure is what we're all about here.
Don't go too hard on that German Shepherd, because he did have... cat foster parents, as I recall.
That was part of the problem. And she had some of the weirdest looking puppies I have ever seen. They all found good homes, and she was rehabilitated. And she got a little depressed, and she got fat. But you know what she does now? She helps other teenage pregnant dogs.
Yeah.
Well, we in the cat world believe that it's the government's going to help them. It's not going to be dependent on
canines or
What she does is for them.
She says, "Yeah, go out and get some."
She finds them homes, she finds them jobs, and she helps them get their high school diploma.
I'll bet she sprays them with perfume and puts eyeliner on them and sends them down the street.
Like community organizing to me.
It does.
You know what?
A little too community.
I don't know.
Organizing.
4281393. Now that's because dogs really know what it's like on the ground.
That's true. That's why brothels, where women are taken advantage of, are also known as cat houses.
We only have 3 minutes left in this competition, dogs versus cats, which are better. Call right now, especially if you're a dog person. For every dollar you pledge to KSFR, you get one vote for your choice, dogs or cats, which is really no choice at all.
I think that for the people that are out there maybe on the fence, people who don't have their own companion animal, I would really invite them to find out for themselves by going to the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and finding a friend and taking them home.
My cat is an alumnus of the animal shelter.
Six of my seven.
She got an excellent education there.
You mean an alumna?
Alum, of course, yes.
Dogs speak better Latin than cats.
You know, on a very serious note, Mary Charlotte, Christopher's right. If you support KSFR, that really is about supporting the animals of the community. They don't talk at all. And anybody who is in animal welfare understands that they're the voice for the animals. And KSFR has been a huge voice for animals in this community.
That's so true. Bill Hutchison and I do an animal program. Now it's the first Friday of every month.
It is my favorite feature.
It's mine too. Four years we've been doing this.
Dal Dierman, general manager of KSFR, he's one of the most enthusiastic animal lovers I've ever met.
It's true. I'm going to have a cat this year.
Every animal Dal has came from the shelter.
I heard that hesitation before the word cat. You were going to say dog.
Somebody
better say dog in the next 2 minutes because cats are still ahead, and this is unprecedented.
4281393, dog people.
I can't believe that the whole feline plot to shut up dog voters has worked.
It's the dulcet tones of Francisco Aguabella.
You know, despite the obvious canine bias in the media, I think, you know, the people are speaking, and that's really, it's time to listen.
You know,
listen.
You know what this is all about?
What?
It's time for change.
It's time.
Thank you.
It's time to take your spare change and give it to KSFR, 428-1393. Bill Hutcherson has said the truth. It is the best public radio station in the universe, perhaps only in the Milky Way galaxy, but certainly, definitely in the Milky Way galaxy. Bill Hutcherson is special dog advocate. Christopher Willett and Eve Tolpa are special cat advocates. I think there's been a glitch in the voting machine, so I'm going to demand a recount.
Oh, sure.
428-1393, you can make your contribution dogs versus cats for the next minute. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at KSFR.org. You can reach me at radiocafe@KSFR.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are podcasting at SantaFeRadioCafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services, who love dogs better than cats. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Laurel Reynolds for engineering today. Thanks to all of our volunteers in the phone room, all those dogs who got up early and went in there to answer phones because they have opposable paws.
And all those cats who take really good care of their owners.
And thanks to Dal.
And thanks to Dal Dierman for running this wonderful radio station.
The best big dog of them all.
He is the top dog.
The fattest cat, if you will.
All right.
Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, what day is today?
Anything goes. John is here.
John Greenspan will be with us. We have another 28 seconds. Do we have an update? The dogs have pulled ahead in the last minute.
Would you like the last word on this is cats have creamed the dogs.
Yes.
God bless them.
I'm sorry, Mary Charlotte.
Very disappointed. We'll still be very charitable to our canine friends. We'll still give them a little scratch on the nose. And
I'm out of here.
There's always next year. I fear for our future.
Oh, yes.
I think you're right.
Bye.